Hey, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. I am doing fabulous. I don't know about you guys, but it has been an incredible last couple of weeks. We had a week off last week, but we are back at it. I am getting set up. I haven't packed my bag yet, but I am gearing up to head on down to Wodapalooza. When this episode drops, I'm actually going to be on the way to Wodapalooza. So super excited to head down to Wodapalooza for my third straight year. It is going to be fun to be around some of the biggest and baddest CrossFit athletes in the world, all in Bayfront Park or Bayport Park. I think it's Bayfront Park in Miami, Florida. I know they had some fears that that hurricane a couple months ago was going to hinder Wodapalooza, but it did not at all. They got some snow, I think, down in Florida. I don't think it got down to Miami, thank goodness. I've had enough snow here in Hampton Roads. If you guys are in Hampton Roads, you obviously have known just how bad the snow has been. We probably got one of the largest snowfalls in overnight situation than we've had in a long, long time. But, man, we are back. We are ready to go. We are firing from all cylinders. And we couldn't do this every week without the great sponsor for this podcast. Big shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station. They got burritos, chimichangas. They just had a couple weeks ago a pop-up where Jamie and the crew from BarQ actually went over there and they had some smoked beef brisket. And oh my gosh, let me tell you guys, I can't tell you enough just how amazing that food was. It was incredible. I loved it. And man, I wish they would have pop-ups all the time everywhere. I think they got another one coming up. Obviously, Jamie, a very, very big part of this podcast. He's been on the podcast before. And he's just a really good friend of the podcast. So if you guys do us a favor, go like Burrito Perdido on Facebook and on Instagram. And also, go head over and like BarQ. That's right, just BARQ on Instagram. The pictures there will make your mouth water. And just thinking about it, my mouth is watering right now. Guys, getting back into it, it's not going to be a long episode. Just kind of wanted to give you guys a little update on how things are going. Like I said, I'm going down to Wodapalooza. I'm so looking forward to it. It's one of the events that I really go into every single year, and I'm just so thankful that I have been able to be a part of it. Last year, was able to go down there that first year. I don't know if you guys know the story. I'm sure you guys can go find it in the archives, but I'm just going to kind of tell you real quick. But that first year that I got to go to Wodapalooza, it was in 2016, January 2016. I had just started emceeing CrossFit events and really just events all over the area. Earlier that year, I think it was in June, was my first event ever. Battle of the Badges at CrossFit Chesapeake. So for the first event of my life, I really didn't know what to think. I didn't know how how big this was going to be. It was just something that I was interested in. And you know what? I really did enjoy doing it. And I still love doing it. It's one of my passions. It's one of the things that I love doing probably more than anything. I love doing this podcast for y'all. I love emceeing events. I love being able to travel all really around the world to meet different people. But man, it is so much fun to go down to Wodapalooza every single year. So that first year, I just started emceeing, and the podcast has been going on for about 6 or 7 months. Well, I post a picture on Twitter, I think it was, after one of my first events. It may have only been like my third or fourth event. I think it was a Bend the Bar event. And it was a picture of me, and I was like, man, I love doing this. Would love to do the CrossFit Games or Wodapalooza sometime soon. So I tweeted that out. And I know you guys can go find us at Robbie Vogler at the Big Red Express. We're also on Instagram at @big_red_express and on Facebook at the Big Red Express. But so going at all that stuff, so I tweeted that out, and about an hour or so later, I think it may have been less than that, but I get a message or a tweet from Wodapalooza and a follow back, and they're like, hey, shoot us a message. I saw that you were interested in doing an emceeing for Wodapalooza. Let me know. So And this guy, his name was Dylan Malitsky. He has been one of my biggest supporters ever since I really started and got to know Wadapalooza and just all about that. I knew about Wadapalooza, but getting involved in Wadapalooza was like a dream. Like, I saw Wadapalooza as like the CrossFit Games. And come to find out, that's exactly what it pretty much is every single year in January down in Florida. So I messaged him back and forth, and he's like, hey, man, do you have any, you know, any material? Do you have any videos of you emceeing? And I was like, I don't, but I've got this podcast that I host once or twice a week. And so I was like, I can send you some of those. You guys can kind of hear my voice through that. And that's how it started, man. Like, he was like, man, you definitely have the voice. Let me know. We can't, you know, pay for you down, but if you can find a way down to get here in Miami in January, you know what? You're in. You can be an MC. You can do all this stuff. And man, the rest is history. And I'm going to kind of explain, you know, leading up to that. So I think, you know, I was like, you know what? I'll do whatever it takes. I will, you know, spend whatever money it takes. I don't care. I'm getting down there because I knew in my heart of hearts, this was 6 months before Wadapalooza even happened. I knew deep down that this was going to be one of the biggest breaks for me in terms of my emceeing career, in terms of, you know, really just everything in general, just what I have been able to accomplish before then had paled in comparison. I was doing some local events and I really had not gotten out of Hampton Roads. I was doing a lot of, I did the RU Fit that first year. I did a lot of the local events here in Hampton Roads and Chesapeake. And I love those. There's nothing against any of those. I will still do those as long as I'm around here. I will do those all that I can, as much as I can. But man, looking at this and really just, it was just so cool to see me as a guy that just started. I may have been doing CrossFit, you know, I'd been doing CrossFit for a while, but I may have been doing MCing for, you know, for 2 or 3 months max. I think maybe I was in my second month of MCing. And I got this email and this correspondence with Dylan, and we start emailing back and forth. He's like, man, if you can kind of find your way down here, you can be an MC. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, we need to find it. I'm going to Miami in January. I'm going to go Wadapalooza. I'm emceeing Wadapalooza. And she was like, what? No freaking way. And I was like, yes, freaking way. We need to get all that stuff. I didn't know anything about finding hotels. I never really found a hotel because I really didn't travel much, except with the family when I was younger. But that's pretty much about it. So I was like, all right, well, I got to find a place to stay. I don't care how much it costs. I will literally pay whatever it costs to go down there. My parents are so amazing. They were able to, you know, find us a great hotel and all that stuff. And we were able to take a nice family vacation. We're going to actually be going down with the whole family once again. It's become kind of like a little tradition. We don't have many traditions anymore. Just throughout the year, but it's always cool that, you know, we got this, you know, we got this cool little family vacation. We are going down to Miami and just currently right now, but it was a very cool moment for me. I got down there and man, it was, and you guys have heard me talk about this on the podcast numerous times. I'm never, ever going to live this down, but that first day I was so pumped. The rain started falling, and I'm talking, guys, if you have never been in a rainstorm that lasted from sunup to sundown in torrential downpours, add that, and then add on, talk about, you know, you got to be outside the entire time. You don't prepare for the rain, so you've got really no clothes other than the ones that you got. You didn't bring any extra clothes for a rainstorm. You brought a pair of shoes, you know, maybe a couple pairs of shoes that you didn't know were going to work. But man, I just think I was so pumped up on energy that I didn't really care what it was. I was there with some of the best MCs, with some of the best athletes in the world. And I was a part of it all. You know, I was a part of it all. Was able to go back last year. And that first year, I had my voice was perfect on day one. Day two, it was fading. I don't think I had a voice except for maybe like 30 minutes on day two. And then on day number three, I absolutely just lost my voice. It was the most depressing thing, maybe not the most depressing thing, but it was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to go through during an event. I don't think I've ever been more afraid that I never was going to be able to talk again, never was going to be able to MC again than that day. I remember on Saturday night, I probably drank more hot tea, and Sunday all day, I probably drank more hot tea on those 2 days than I ever had in my entire life. I still hate it. I never really enjoyed it then. I don't enjoy it now. I drink it because I have to, and I drink it because it does help. I don't know if it's just mentally or physically, or I don't even know, but it does seem to help a little bit with my voice. And luckily, I haven't needed it. I didn't need it last year. And yeah, that's that, guys. It was one of the hardest things that I ever had to do. I hope I never have to, you know, worry about that again. I'm a lot more seasoned. I talk a lot more now. Obviously, you guys know I host a 20-minute podcast every single week where I just talk my brains out, really no breaks in between. From start to finish, it's pretty much just all me. That's what I'm doing right now, just shooting the breeze and telling you stories about my first Wadapalooza experience. And man, it was just, it's been so much fun over the past couple of years from that very first time, just the relationships that you make, not only with, you know, people from this area, but also people from outside the region, from the other CrossFit MCs that go to the games every year. And I hope to go to the games one time. You know, I hope to get my name on that ever, you know, list that says, hey, we want you as an MC of regionals and the CrossFit games. And man, that would be a dream come true. I would love it. But right now, excuse me, had a little cough there. But right now I am just enjoying it. I'm loving what I'm doing. And I hope you guys are enjoying it too. I love seeing every one of you guys at events. We haven't had an event for a little while. Just got back from Roanoke and Superfit Charlotte. That was my last two events of the 2017. Got a very, very packed January coming up, as you guys may very well know. Got Wadapalooza this weekend. And then next weekend, I've got Team Grit out in Hampton, Virginia. The weekend after that, I've got Team Superfit. And then I think I'm off for February for right now. So if you guys know of anything or you guys hear of anything out there, let me know. I will do whatever I can. I will do my best to make it happen and try to get to you. If you guys know of any events that are happening in February, please let me know. I know it's kind of a hard time. It's kind of an off period because of the CrossFit Open and things like that, but maybe I'll be making my ways around. I'm actually not going to be doing the CrossFit Open this year. As I think I mentioned in an episode prior, I'm training for the half marathon. And when I did I think it was my very first CrossFit Open, I was also training for a half marathon that same year. I don't know if you could say that I was training for it or I was just doing it. But nonetheless, it was not the best idea. The race really happened right in the middle of the CrossFit Open, so I didn't really run the best race, and it affected the way that I did my CrossFit Open scores and just how my body was and how sore it was. So this year, I am actually not going to be doing the CrossFit Open. It was a very, very hard decision for me to make, but I think it's going to be the smart one to make. I'm really focused on this CrossFit Open on this half marathon that I'm going to be completing in March. Maybe I'll be doing more half marathons and more marathons as I go forward. I do not have any plans on doing another half marathon or another marathon or really any race higher than a 10K anytime soon, anytime after March 18th of this year. But again, I said that the last time that I ran the Shamrock Half Marathon in 2013, and here we are 5 years later. I'm going to be putting my body through the same amount of pain. Oh, what am I doing? Robbie, you are crazy, and folks of the Big Red Express, you guys are crazy as well. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful New Year. Hope you guys are being safe out there. Everyone in Hampton Roads, if you guys are listening to this, there's still ice on the ground. I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm recording this episode on a Monday, so I'm looking out my window right now, and the roads are still really icy. My entire front yard is still full of snow. My neighborhood is still full of snow. I went out earlier and drove around, got some breakfast, and everywhere is still pretty nasty here in Chesapeake, Virginia, especially in the Great Bridge area, which is mainly where I stayed. But, guys, be careful out there. If it's still bad, if it's not, hey, do whatever you got to do to get out and get moving. I've been doing some cool things lately. I've been doing some DDP yoga. My fiance, Katie, actually got me DDP yoga. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. But, excuse me, but it's a Diamond Dallas Page was a former professional wrestler for WCW and the WWE, and he started his own yoga company. It's called DDP Yoga, and it's incredible. I've been doing it for the last week, and man, I'm going to do it while I'm in Miami. I'm going to do it while I'm on the road for all my events. I'm going to be doing it up to my marathon or half marathon and then beyond. I love it. It's really something that I've enjoyed doing. It's very, very affordable. If you guys want to get into yoga and you guys don't have, maybe you can't afford a $50 gym membership a month or however, you know, whatever the why is or whatever gym you go to that may have yoga, but you just can't find time on their account to find a class time to do it. This is a free plug for DDP Yoga. I haven't been talking to that would be amazing if they sponsored this podcast, but nonetheless, go check them out, guys. I've only been doing it for a week, and I already feel incredible. I feel so much better than I did a week ago, and I've probably only done it 3 or 4 times, so I would highly suggest that you guys give DDP Yoga a try. It's incredible. I love it. My fiance loves it. We've been doing it together, and it has been incredible as well. If you guys like yoga or you want to get into yoga, I would suggest this because you can do it on your phone. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it on your computer. You can actually take it from your iPad, stick it up on your Apple TV, and do it on your TV anywhere you go, anytime, any place. It is incredible. They got beginners to intermediates to extreme, and it's going to be a great workout for you. Anyone can do it. But DDP Yoga, their tagline, it ain't your mama's yoga, but all your mamas out there, you guys can do it too. Guys, thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. If you're going down to Miami, I will see you there. Hit me up. I'm the guy with the big red beard with the microphone in his hand. Hope to see you in Miami. Hoping for warmer weather than we've had here in Hampton Roads this week. Stay safe out there. And if you're in Miami, I'll see you soon.